From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Eureka City Council is currently evaluating the city's regulations regarding digital signs like electronic signs and reader boards. Approximately 9 digital signs are currently operating within city limits. City Council is considering modifying the regulations surrounding those signs and wants input from the public and from business owners about what plans might work and how digital signs can benefit the community. They are looking for people to take surveys, one for residents, one for businesses. You can go to the news section of the City of Eureka at ci.eureka.ca.gov. Eureka City Council tentatively scheduled to discuss digital signs at the upcoming March 20th City Council meeting. Early today, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office got a call from a man at Ray's Food Place in Garberville saying he'd been shot during an altercation between four people at the Lone Pine Motel and had walked to the business for safety. Well, deputies found that one of the parties involved, 27-year-old Terrell Andre Marzetta of Sacramento, had a felony warrant with $1 million bail out of Orange County for false imprisonment, pimping a minor, and attempt to commit a crime. While being taken into custody for the warrant, Marzetta escaped and fled from deputies on foot. Sheriff's deputies, with the help of the California Highway Patrol, were able to find him in the area and again take him into custody. He was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on his felony warrant and fresh charges of escaping after arrest. Six Rivers National Forest District announcing today the release of the Soames Bar Draft Environmental Assessment. The purpose of the Soames Bar project is to demonstrate how prescribed fire restores and maintains ecosystems, communities, and economies. The Soames Bar project is available for review at the Forest Supervisor's Office on Bayshore Way in Eureka. The document's also available for review online. Also, comments on the Soames Bar project are being accepted until March 26th. Well, the statue of William McKinley, which has long stood on the plaza in Arcata, will be taken down. Arcata City Council voting 4-1 to remove it. No time frame on when that will happen. Council also voted to remove a plaque near the Jacoby Storehouse that makes reference to Indian troubles. The storehouse's owner plans to chip in to cover those costs. The Humboldt County Budget Roadshow is rolling into McKinleyville. It happens on February 28th. There will be a meet and greet with supervisors from 5:30 to 6 p.m., and the meeting begins at 6 p.m. at Azalea Hall on Pickett Road. Staff from the Sheriff's Office, DHHS, District Attorney, Probation, Planning and Building, and Public Works will be on hand. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.